Roger, sir.
Welcome back to the Roger Sarn Podcast, where we talk all things Army. And I'm your host, Sarn Cruz. And today, on Financial Readiness Friday, Mission Money, what we're going to be doing is applying the 70-10-10-10 rule to a paycheck. And if you haven't seen that video, you'll watch it. I can pin it up here somewhere. I don't know where it's going to be. But before we do that, go ahead and like, comment, and subscribe. Would appreciate that. So let's move into the agenda. This is what we're going to do. We're going to be discussing applying the 70-10-10-10 rule to a paycheck. Then we're going to talk about the gross pay. We're going to talk about taxes and deduction. We're going to talk about, after all of that, what your net income is. We're going to apply said rule to that income, and then we'll finish it up. So let's go ahead and get into the slideshow. So Financial Readiness Friday's Mission Money. I love this. So the scenario that we're going to have today is we're going to have an E4 paycheck at 4 years. Now we're going to do both with and without dependents, just so you can see it. So if you're listening to this on a podcast site, go ahead and you can watch it on YouTube when you get a chance. But those of you who are watching it on YouTube right now, you can see on both sides, it's going to have the with and without dependents. We already know that military paychecks aren't a secret, so we just want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to see what their paycheck and their life could look like if they applied the rule. We got to understand it, and that's what we're doing here, because at the end of the day, I think, as it says on the slideshow, we are unhappy when we're broke. I'm not going to lie. When you're not broke, nothing phases you. And that's why I think a lot of us are upset with the military. We don't get paid enough. And then the money that we do get, we kind of throw it away because we're not having fun at work. So we want to have fun somewhere else. All right. So let's get into the first slide. So the first slide is the base income and allowances for your said E4 with 4 years of service. And you're going to have both sides. You're going to have a soldier with dependent and without dependents. They're both going to make $3,066. The with dependent is going to have BAH and they're going to have BAS, correct? The BAH is $1,398 and the BAS is $460.25. And that's a total gross pay before taxes. Gross means before taxes. It is going to be $4,924, while the soldier without dependents is going to get $3,066. Now, these numbers aren't absolute with the soldier without dependent because sometimes they get like an extra 10, 15 bucks or they get negative money because of the BAH and they take money out. So if it's plus or minus a few dollars, sue me, okay? I'm just trying to get this information out there so you can see it. So I would say a disclaimer can be that I will be, from this slideshow, I will be between $30 and $60 off max. That's what I think. And I'm just being generous. So you guys don't come for me in the comments. Okay, so let's talk about taxes and deductions. You got to understand taxes and deductions, okay? The federal government is going to take 12.2% from you. And that's in the form of Social Security and in the form of the federal taxes. You have Medicare at 1.45%. SGLI comes out your check. The AFGH, I forget what that was. Jesus, it'll come to me in a second. SGLI for the family, Roth TSP. And I put a question mark there because we don't know how much we're going to be contributing, right? Because it's part of which rule? The 70-10-10-10 rule, and that's under the 10%. So if we look at how much that totals, that's $430.73 that they're going to take away from you every single month. So when we think about that, like I said, plus or minus a few dollars, when we think about that, now we understand why they're taxing us and what they're taxing us for. So let's go into the next part. Now, this is what your actual check is going to look like, your net income. So with soldiers with dependents and without dependents, at the end of the day, if you add the base pay up because you subtracted the money, the taxes, your base pay is down to $26,41.38. That's after taxes. BH stays the same. BAS stays the same. They never pull money out of that. So that's a cool thing. And then for the soldier with dependent, their total is going to be $44.99.63. So $4,499.63 is what you're going to have after taxes, your net income. Now, if you are taking out your TSP, obviously that's going to be part of the gross income because it's before taxes, right? So keep that in mind when you're doing your analysis. Your analysis, not your analysis. I don't know why I did that. I don't know. Let's keep going. And soldiers without dependents, their base pay is going to total up to $26,41.38. So this is what you're going to be working with. Soldiers with dependents are going to have $44.99.63, and without dependents are going to be $2,641.38. Now, if we apply that 70% to the soldier with dependents, 70%, that means that that individual can have up to a total of 70% going to bills. You want to, if you can have less, even better. But this is the maximum amount for this to work for you. And that's going to be a total of $1,349.88 that you're going to have allotted to your bill. So that's car payment. That's your house. That's going to be your groceries, gas, electric, everything that is a must. If you don't pay these, you will get kicked out type thing. And then once your bills are paid, you have 30% left over. And that's going to be 10%. That's $449.96 that you can split up three times because it's the remaining balance is split up in three. And that's going to be $449.96 for savings, $449.96 that you can put towards your Roth or TSP, and then $449.96 that you have towards your wants. That's what a soldier with dependent. So what does that mean? That means that you have $450 to do whatever you want every single month if you go by this. And you still have your savings. So if you were to take in 4 months, you would have close to $2,000. You have about $1,800 in just 4 months. So think about that. And you can have your 3 to 6 months, your 3 to 6 month emergency fund, super simple. So let's move over to the soldier without dependents. Their 70% is going to be $2,635.27. So it's going to total to, it's going to be $1,844.69. That's the 70%. Of the total gross pay, my apologies, or net income. So once that soldier has the allotted amount of $1,844.69 that they can use, that they have to use, not can use, that they have to use towards their bills, they now have a little bit less because they don't get BH and BAS. However, they have $263.53. That's the 10%. So that's three times. Savings is going to get $263.53. Investments are going to get the same amount. And wants are going to have the same amount. So obviously, a soldier without dependent is going to get paid a little less. And their needs and their wants will probably be a little less as well. Or the want is just for one person versus for maybe a spouse, another kid, and how many kids you may have. So understand that this is, I believe that if we know where our money's going, let's conclude this. I believe if we know where our money's going, we will be able, it's like a map. It's like a map. Just think about it. It's a GPS system. If we know where our money's going, we will be able to get to where we want to be a lot faster. It's kind of like when you're just taking your credit card or debit card and you're swiping it and you're swiping it and you're swiping it and you don't want to open the app to see how much money you have. You just want that credit card or actually the debit card to tell you, hey, there's no more money. And then that's when you get the decline and you're mad at the cash register because they're calling you out. Hey, your card is declined. Nah, but I think if you know where your money's going, it's a lot easier for you to get there. It's much more fun when you know where your money's at. It's much more fun when you can do stuff outside of your house, outside of your barracks room. No one likes to be in the barracks room all day long. No one likes to be in their house all day long. And the last point is you want to make sure that your money works for you, not you working for your money. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope you guys get something out of this. If you did get something out of this, go ahead and drop a like. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or you want to be on the podcast, want to be on the show, go ahead and email me at rogersarnt@gmail.com. Follow me on all social media platforms, and all of the social medias are rogersarnt. So just take this with you. As always, remember, you don't have to embrace the suck if you got the right tools in your ruck. I'm Sarnt Cruz, and I'm out. Peace. Roger Sarnt.